Of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Authorities say she was found shot inside her home on Hall Street on July 21st. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A Selma man is behind bars accused of abusing his 11-month-old daughter. Police say 26-year-old Anthony Portis is charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. The child was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, spinal damage, and brain trauma. Portis is now in the Dallas County Jail without bond. And Montgomery police are investigating a late-night shootout. They say a man was shot in the 5900 block of Oakley Road Tuesday night. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening. Police have not made any arrests in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Police in Philadelphia engage in a gunfight with at least one, possibly multiple shooters barricaded inside a residential building.
Deepening fears the economy could be weakening. The Dow plunging more than 800 points.
On the subject of abortion, Republican Representative Steve King of Iowa offered a theory about all of mankind.
What if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out that were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that?
A lawyer for the man who was accused of body slamming a boy for not removing his hat for the national anthem says his client struggles with impulse control.
Protesters are gathered in front of the federal courthouse in Pasadena, California, over the Trump administration's efforts to strip temporary protected status from hundreds of thousands of people.
Man who got arrested after walking through Missouri Walmart, heavily armed, says he didn't mean to cause a panic, but that was poor timing on his part.
The hyphen, Webster's dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. Ivan's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing really well. Feeling good. Got a workout in. Got some stretching in. Got to listen to some good podcasts and read the news.
Temperature outside is, 93 degrees. It feels like a cold spell compared to what it's been the last couple of days.
I don't know. It feels good.
What is the difference of the when you're in the 105 heat index, which I've been walking in the studio, it's about like a 103.
Oh, yeah. You work up a sweat in 10 seconds. It's nuts.
Incredible. Stock market is up 78 points.
I see you've got something on your arm there. Everything go all right?
Everything went great. It's great seeing Stuart Hendon again, my old family physician, back in the saddle with him. Blood work test was really good. Heart, great. EKG, great. Blood pressure, great. Triglycerides, a little high, but we're working on that. And everything looked really good. So I have to see him every 6 months for a couple of years. And then, as he said, somebody your age. Oh, I said, thanks, Stuart.
That's sweet of you.
I know, it's really. But it was great to see him and see the folks at his practice. He's got a great practice, very well run now. He's got a new practice manager from when I was there, and she runs that place like a top. Let's bring in this WSFA story that just happened in Prattville.
Oh, okay.
Did you see it?
Yes, I believe so, but I don't know if I got the email. Did you text it to me? Yes, you texted it to me.
Okay, my bad. Let's do this. Let's start out with Bibby from last night.
Okay.
I have a plan. I like to address. If you want to decriminalize marijuana, vote for Bibby Simmons. I have a plan. I like to address. If you're making $25,000 a year, vote for Bibby Simmons. I have a plan. I like to address education, crime, and the economy. Thank you. I have a plan. I like to address.
To the less conversation, to the more action. All this aggravation and satisfaction.
Every job that I have worked on, I always was the leader. We want to invest into machinery, land, and people to produce building materials. We want to get bricks, steel, wood, and glass. And put them people to work.
A little more pride, a little less fun. A little less pride, a little more spark. Throw your mouth and open up your heart. And maybe say it's my name.
I have a plan.
That is my name.
I will use them cameras that we got. I put them in high crime areas. And I will monitor them cameras. And also, I will put them police officers back on them trucks. They'll be patrolling these streets. I have a plan. Because if you think back, when them community center was open, you didn't hear them gunshot. Them kids had something to do. When they come home, they was tired. Put the police officer back on the back of them trucks. Let them ride. And we can kind of put a grip on this. What we need to do, I'd like to see some more grocery stores. And just like Ronald Davis said, I'd like to see a chicken place closed by that place. No, I'd like to eat chicken too.
To the less conversation, to the more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me.
I want to decriminalize marijuana. I'm going to tell you why I say that. I keep saying it hard. I researched that, and I haven't found out that it was illegal. And I seen where Alabama spent $22 million fighting a war on marijuana, and then it got better than what it was. I have a plan.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
August 27th.
Come on, come on.
Vote for Bibby, and I will get you where you need to go. I have a plan. I will put them police officers back on them trucks. If you want to decriminalize marijuana, vote for Bibby Simmons. Education, crime, and the economy. Vote for Bibby Simmons. I will put them police officers back on them trucks. Now I like to eat chicken too.
Well, I mean,
Mayor Bibby,
I do want to decriminalize marijuana, but
I'll tell you what.
Let them boys ride.
If there was somebody who was visiting Montgomery and thinking about moving here, and they happened to tune into that debate, they said, maybe we'll go somewhere else.
He clearly won the internet And I think he was genuinely himself. I'll give him that.
Oh, yeah. There was no holding back on that one.
He's not going to be mayor, but he was, I don't know. It did distract. It took time away from some of the other candidates, but I was entertained.
He was entertaining. There's no doubt about that. Thank you to Skipper for putting that together for us. That was a great piece. It was really unusual to watch it because those that had been prepped, you could tell that they had been prepped.
Yeah.
Love was prepped, did a really good job. He was probably best surprise of the night.
Yeah, he was very good.
I'd only seen his video, and his video was really good. Artur was Artur. He was straight on the point. Yeah. David Woods was good. He had obviously practiced a little more than he had in some other things. Had good direct, to-the-point answers. Stephen Reed had kind of what I call the Obama factor.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying all the right things, which you didn't necessarily believe in.
The one thing Stephen Reed said that I thought was effective was on, and generally, when asked about crime in the city, pretty much all the candidates agreed. I mean, there might be little technical details, and who could actually, you know, see that through with administering the idea is definitely a question, but Stephen Reed said, I actually have been held at gunpoint in the city. I understand what it's like to worry about not just myself, but people that were working. I thought that was a very good answer.
I thought that was a very effective answer. I think trying to say I'm going to bring in 600-plus police officers is not a realistic viewpoint of things.
And, I mean, Arthur Davis wants to move it up probably 300 or 200 to 300 more officers, but all this, it's like, how are you going to pay for
it? Yeah, we had a discussion with Artur, and it's like, you know, I mean, he basically is going to have to raise taxes to do that, because you can go up to 530, you can go to 530 with the money that you've got in the bank right now, but then he's talking about giving raises to all the officers, and that's a big number. I tell you, the guy that was the most disappointing out of all, and I have friends and people I really respect who know Eddie Quirrell.
Yeah.
And he was...
Yeah.
It's like he really didn't want to be there. And if that was your first blush of him, because all I've seen are mailing pieces of him...
It was mine. And, you know, I didn't... It wasn't the best first impression. And exactly what you just said, he seemed checked out. Like, I didn't see, like, oh, he's a bad guy, or he doesn't
know what he's
doing.
No, I mean, he was so hyped to me by a bunch of people I really respect, including my own family members. But, you know, I just someone, their ability to communicate is a part of the job.
It is.
And to get your opinions and express your interest in things, and he just could not do that.
It's a shame sometimes in politics. Some of the best, I don't mean this as a demeaning term, some of the best bean counters, administrators, those sorts of folks who are very effective at running large organizations aren't always the best person in front of a microphone or in front of a crowd.
Well, you remember one of the things I asked Todd Strange, what was the most, one of the most important functions you have to do? And he said communications, and be able to relay the concept of what's going on in the city to people. And he said that, I don't think he would have said that 6 years ago, but he certainly said it last month when I asked him about that. How many of you guys watched this debate? I'm going to guess not many.
Well, and I'll admit, I didn't watch the whole thing. I couldn't get through the whole thing. I really couldn't. I was bored at times. I wanted, you know, and plus I do this job essentially 8 hours a day, and I try to relax. I did watch clips. I caught up on what was the big takeaway from all sorts of different people's perspective, but I couldn't sit and watch the whole thing.
Well, it was painful to watch it, that's for sure. David, hang on for me. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back with your opinions right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Warm.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 .29 .228, this is where we are. Joey, I'm going to send you another email here that I forgot to send you earlier today.
All right.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good morning, Dan. How are y'all?
I'm great, David. And you?
Hot. So what is it out there now? About one?
It's 93 regular temp, but the heat index is not nearly what it's been. Because I came from the doctor's office right here, I didn't check it before I came here from my house. But it has been. When I walked in the studio yesterday, it was at 103 heat index.
Wow.
That's hot. But it didn't feel that hot now. What's on your mind, David?
Well, I wanted to try to clear something up.
Okay.
Y'all, I know there's a couple of y'all that believe in Epstein. That's his name, right? Epstein.
Yeah.
Or Epstein. In training, they teach us to... Or they taught us to not let cases get to you personally. You know, don't be emotionally involved in any case. No matter whether you're a cop or a guard, a judge, or anybody, especially lawyers. Was he coerced into killing himself? Or did they do it? Did he do it himself? right now, all that is up in the air, and nobody really knows the answer. Why they didn't check on them is it, beyond my belief how they didn't do that. But, oh, boy, was he held in a county facility?
No, he's in a federal prison system, or system in New York, that is held for when you have federal people going to court and things. That's what MCC, which is Metropolitan Correctional Center.
Yeah. Okay, I was thinking he was in some kind of county facility or something. But, I'm not going to go into details, but I was under a false arrest once, back in 92. It was very serious, and I was looking at the rest of my life in prison. Okay. And 5 months from being incarcerated, one of them said, oops, wrong guy. And this happens on a daily basis. They take these cases so personally, it's beyond your imagination. They treat it as they feel they want to treat it. I'm talking about guards, county officers. I was involved with the county. The second or third day that I was there, I was told to leave myself, which I did, went up to talk with the lawyer. Okay, he laid it all out on the table and told me what to expect, what's there, what's not there. It didn't look too good, you know. And when I returned to my cell, I sat down on the bunk, and for some reason I pulled the blanket back, and there was a straight razor tucked up under the blanket. These people take these cases too personally. They need to consider it their job to be involved in what they signed up for, because they're not the judge. And public outcry can also deter the truth from happening, which is bad. But I was not the only person that was there that went through this sort of, you know, treatment, I guess you'd call it. They wanted me dead. I'm just saying that there's a lot of adjustment that needs to happen in law enforcement. A whole lot. Is that saying guilty? Probably is. I mean, it's probably he had some serious stuff against him. I don't even know all about it. But for a police officer, a trained police officer or guard, to take it upon himself to go ahead and hate him and condemn him before he even has a chance to die, they need to fire him.
But we don't know that. We don't know that somebody did that.
Yeah, I know. But have they stated yet why they did not check on this person?
That is not, has not been learned.
It's
has
not
been
clear.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're okay, claiming they're investigating it, but it's ongoing. It does smell to high heaven, David.
Yeah, I don't know who's investigating it. I don't think it's anybody on the outside, is it?
It's FBI.
FBI. Okay. Okay. I just want to throw my 2 cents worth in. I mean, these things do happen.
Oh yeah, I'm with you on that. And don't think that I've said anything to the contrary over the way you started your conversation out. I mean, we need to wait. I said either this is incompetence or somebody's looking the other way. And boy, I think we're going to find out what's going on here. David, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Dan. Good morning to y'all.
Thanks. Have a great day. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Two Democrats in Congress are now banned from entering Israel to meet with Palestinian officials because they support a boycott Israel movement. They were supposed to arrive tomorrow. President Trump had tweeted about Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar this morning.
The president writing it would show great weakness if Israel allowed Representative Omar and Representative Tlaib to visit. They hate Israel and all Jewish people, and there is nothing that can be said or done to change their minds. He continued, they are a disgrace.
Fox's John Decker. Congresswoman Tlaib's parents are Palestinian immigrants. She'd planned to see family in the West Bank. We did more shopping last month.
Retail sales rose 0.7% in July. That reading is better than expected. Sales declined at auto dealers, but excluding auto sales, retail sales were up a full 1%. The month included Amazon's Prime Day and other companies responding with their own sales.
That's Ginny Casola. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Still a very hot day today with a high temperature in the upper 90s, perhaps 97, but the humidity level and the heat index a little lower today, mostly sunny. Overnight low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Saturday continued very hot with a high in the upper 90s both days, but the humidity level is not awful, not extremely bad. Then on Sunday, hot and humid with a high in the mid-90s. So all the humidity is back by then. Scattered random hit or miss storms and rain chances get better on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday. So I guess nobody wants to debate last night. No comments, viewpoints. Let's go to the WSFA breaking story that we tried to lead out with, but I sent it the wrong way to Joey Sun. Two people shot inside Prevost Park.
Live, local, now. This is WSFA 12 News, Alabama Live.
Hello, welcome to Alabama Live. I'm Tanya Terry, and we're following breaking news from Prattville this morning. Police are investigating after two people were shot at Newton Park, and now the search is on for a suspect. WSFA 12 News reporter Brian Henry joins us live now from the scene with more. Good morning, Brian. What can you tell us?
Hey, Tanya. Well, a very bad situation here this morning. It happened about 45 minutes ago, as you just mentioned, off of Newton Park, which is off of Highway 14, very close to Memorial Drive behind Country's Barbecue. Now, this is what happened, according to Prattville Police. What we're getting told at this point, that there was a shooting, and I'm not sure if you can see it now because the wrecker is in front of the Hyundai there, but the shooting started in that vehicle, and according to authorities here in Prattville, two people were shot, and we've been led to believe that they were, quote, seriously injured. Now, at this point, the suspect is at large, and he may have been injured as well. Now, what led to all this, what the shooting was all about, that remains under investigation, something we're trying to find out now. Tanya, this is a very prominent spot here in Prattville, really almost in the center of town. You may recall this is one of many spots in which people come to vote during a local or state or national election. They'll vote in the church, which is about 100 yards to my right, and you have some homes in the area, and over there, of course, you have a couple of baseball fields. Not sure if you can hear it through the microphone, but we have a helicopter in the sky searching from the air for the suspect who may or may not be in the area. So at this point, this is a very fluid situation, a lot of moving parts to this breaking story, but we can tell you that according to police, Prattville Police, that two people have been shot. It appears that they were shot in the vehicle, and law enforcement from all over are looking for the suspect who appears to be at large at this point. And we also were told that the suspect himself may have been injured in this confrontation. So at this point, Tanya, there's a lot going on here. We have one flatbed wrecker, and I'm looking over here to my left. We have another wrecker here coming to the scene. Police remain on the scene to gather evidence to see whatever they can find to try to piece together exactly what happened. Tanya?
Hey, Brian, a couple of things. Did they give you a description of the person they're looking for? And is that a residential area? And what are they telling people in the neighborhood there?
Well, I'll get into this backwards, if you will. They are urging everybody to please stay away from this, even though the immediate danger here, if you will, appears to be over. The bottom line is they have not captured the suspect who remains on the run at this point, so they're encouraging residents to stay away. Now, the second question is, yes, over to my left here, you have two or three homes, and back here at the baseball field, and over there is a church, and pretty much an open field here on the far right. We do have a description, and quite frankly, I apologize to you. This is still a breaking situation, but they're looking for a suspect, I believe, wearing a muscle shirt, maybe a white shirt, but I need to look at my phone, and I apologize for that, but so much is going on, but we will get that information to you very quickly. So we have two people shot, two victims, and they're looking for the suspect in question.
All right, Brian Henry reporting live from the scene there, Newton Park in Prattville. Brian, thank you so much. We'll continue to update this story, including that description that we're looking for of the suspect, so you'll know who police are looking for in case that's something you run across or someone you run across, and you might be able to help as they continue their search for that suspect up there in Prattville. Again,
Newton Park is kind of like surrounded by middle-class homes, and this is a place where they play baseball, kids play baseball, and do their baseball practice, baseball games. Nice area in Prattville. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Delta Hotel. Delta Hotel, come in, Delta Hotel.
Hi, Hello, Dr. Mike. How you doing today?
5 by 5, my friend. 5 by 5.
Have you the same here. I watched the forum. I watched the entire thing last night.
What'd you think?
Boy, I tell you, it was painful. It was so surreal for me. I felt like I was watching an SNL skit with local actors. If it wasn't so serious, it would be hilarious. But I actually gathered my family around, trying to get my children involved in this political process, this process of electing leaders and that sort of thing. And they were subjected to that. So I'm quite upset about that. I'm not sure exactly how or what the criteria is to get on that stage. But golly, something has to change. It may be too late for this race, but 4 years from now, something has to change. It is taking away from some of the more serious candidates. Not that I necessarily agree with everyone on that stage about everything, but it is indeed taking away from the very serious candidates.
Who are the winners and losers to you?
I'll just share with you what my children said. They felt like Artur Davis, Woods, they like Love, and I forget the other gentleman right off, but there were four.
Stephen Reed?
Three, yeah. Those were kind of their top four. I think the general disappointed me as well. I think he may have probably finished fifth. But anyhow, just kind of going by with my family stated last night. One thing I did notice, though, and I have a question for you, I've not heard anything of party affiliation of any of the candidates. Is that intentional, or is that...
Yeah, well, a mayoral race is non-political. It's not a party deal. It's open.
Okay. And is that because you don't have an incumbent running, or is that...
No, it's because it's just that you don't run as a Republican or Democrat. You just run as for your position.
Got it. All right. Well, yeah, like I said, I was a bit disappointed last night. I'm not sure how we can shrink that stage down to maybe about 5 or 6 and get more out of those 5 or 6 versus having the 10. And I understand that even one was absent last night. So way too many candidates.
Yeah, it really was. And doing 45-second answers could be good and could be bad. For the people who had really rehearsed, it was good for them. They sounded smart. They sounded quick to the point. The people who had not rehearsed and just did it on the fly, it did not work for them.
Not at all. Not at all. All right, sir. Well, you have a great evening, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Great talking to you, Des Hotel. Let's go
Likewise.
To our good friend Scott Simmons. Scott, you've been on a stage like that before. Tell me what your thoughts are.
Man, it's a lot tougher than it looks. I know that.
There you go.
It's a lot tougher than it looks. But I thought I just kind of... Tell you, I got more comfortable with Stephen Reed during watching this. You know, I got to know him a little better by at least watching him answer questions and hearing his thought processes. But and Artur Davis, I thought, really was smooth as silk. I mean, he was the polished politician up there for sure. But David Woods had a grasp on the facts and the information. I mean, he really, you know, he's the businessman who I think has the best shot at leading the city. And then General Crowell, he was a disappointment, really. But I know how tough it can be on that stage, and just it's really not the way you think it's going to be. You have to really prep for it.
Yeah, and you can tell a whole bunch of people did not, and that's what made it such a waste of time. They were thinking and talking at the same time. They had not thought through any answers at all. Several people were like that.
Yeah. They have to be rehearsed almost, and that's, you know, you have to really do debate prep to get ready for that one. But like General Crowell, for instance, was, see, I think he pulls from David Woods. I think David Woods benefits from his lackluster performance last night, because I think David is really one of the top two candidates in the race. But I think David needs to win it on the first go. I don't know how difficult it's going to be in a runoff when you probably have the whole west side of Montgomery having city councilmen in the runoffs.
And so, and then, but so David Wood's biggest advantage, I think, has to be on round one. He has to take it right then. So it was going to be tough.
Do you think that, so you think Kroll's performance was disappointing? Do you think David's performance was good?
I think David's was good. It could have been better, but it was good. And it was solid. His grasp of the fact and that the, you know, his business acumen makes him really, a good performer. And I got to tell you, he's a righteous, honest man.
Mm-hmm.
That part I really appreciate about him. So, and Arthur Davis was polished. I mean, he really, really had some good answers there as well. So I kind of know a lot of these guys, and I feel like we have some good candidates who are running this time. But, if for David Woods, if people are supporting the general, they're going to take away from David Woods his ability to win this whole thing at all.
Yeah, my thing on the general is that, you know, everything I've seen on him so far has been either static display pictures on a TV ad or mailers. And I haven't heard him say a lot of things. So the first time you really got to hear the general talk was last night. And
I'll have to say... But nobody was listening either, though, Dan.
Yeah, I think the viewership would be very low on that.
Yeah, when I did mine back in the day with Bobby Bright, we won that debate, but it didn't affect the race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just because people just really aren't paying attention to it. There's 33,000 people show up to vote in this city, and so so this is like I said, for David Wood, he needs the general to sort of lose some ground, I think. Because he really needs to take it on round one, like Todd Strange did.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he has the capability of doing that, but...
Well, I think what you're going to see is a vote for the general is going to be a vote for Stephen Reed. So, that's the deal.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, from looking at the general's performance, the people, and I have a lot of people I respect that keep telling me about him and how great he is, but if that was your first blush with him, that was not a good one.
No, it's, and you know, this is the kind of deal where all of these mayoral forums that happen in neighborhoods and associations across the city, it's really the only people who show up are people working in the campaigns. And so this is, you need more events like they had last night, but you know, people just aren't getting engaged. They really don't really get engaged till about a week out, it seems like, in the mayor's race. So that's
next week. You know,
that's about right. And you know, we have the Dimitri seat. The runoff is happening the same day as the mayor's election. So that's a really big advantage to David Woods and possibly the general as well. So that turnout has to be super, super strong on round one on the general. And then the runoff, which there probably will be a runoff, is going to be a very tough, tough runoff if that happens.
So who do you see Stephen Reed and David Woods in a runoff?
I do. If David can't pull it off on round one, I think it's going to be Stephen Reed, David Woods. And I think the people supporting the general will have taken away from David Woods to force the runoff. And then in the runoff, it's customarily your predominantly African-American or Democrat-type city councilmen are going to end up having more runoffs in their district, thus driving those voters to the polls. Whereas on Jenrite's not going to have a runoff. You know, East Montgomery's not going to have runoffs, probably.
Oh, there are a whole bunch of races. It's like Cornelius and Green. That's going to be whoever wins, wins. Same thing with the seat out in Virginia Loop Road. I mean, there are not going to be very many city. There are not going to be very many city council runoffs, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, that's great news. I haven't really looked at it. I know in the past there always have been.
Well, it is. One thing that will be interesting here, and when I drive the polls on that day, I'm going to take special note to turn out the vote, because if the rumor is true, the amount of money that Stephen Reed and energy is putting in to get out the vote, you can do that once, but when you get into a runoff, it is hard to compel people to get out and vote.
Right. Right, it is. And it's hard to get anybody to come out for a runoff in a small election like this. So the whole focus will be coming from those two campaigns, the mayoral campaign guys. And so, I mean, those numbers usually are really small. But like I said, I think David needs to take that 50 plus one on round one, like Todd Strange did.
Yeah, I can't see that happening with the number of candidates and who the candidates are and the makeup of the city. Scott, I've got to go. I'm past due my break. Thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it. James, hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Yes, it is. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. My choice would be David Woods, and right behind him would be Arthur Davis. And my most dreaded candidate, the one that I'm most afraid of, is Stephen Reed. I don't think there's a tax that he doesn't love, and he'll tax the ground below our feet and the air blowing our hair. I don't think there's any way that we get by without getting barraged with taxes if he takes over. But
When you heard Stephen Reed, because Stephen Reed gave some very good answers, was he believable, though, in his answers?
Somewhat, but I just kept visualizing him as the, from being a probate judge and having the setup there. I think he's already got a taste of the money coming in, and his answers weren't that bad, but he didn't find it any way except through taxation for anything, and whereas Arthur Davis was at least going to look at other things, and David Woods was before they start trying to use taxes, because I think there's so much waste in our government and our education system and everything else.
What did you think about Elton Dean?
I think he's a little slow. I think he's probably,
that was very polite of you, James.
He's like me. He's getting too old, you know. And I don't know his age, but I got real close to the set, and it looked like he was kind of a old man, and was slow talking like me. And maybe his I think at one time he might have been pretty bright, but he's kind of like me, I think, now. And like me doesn't need to be in.
Yeah, Elton Dean has been living off of other people's laurels. And I could clearly see that in the debate last night. He, some of the reasons that he was suggesting for him to be elected, that, you know, county commissioner had, and the county commission has, you know, 1,000 employees and this kind of stuff, that was not a salient argument or at all.
Yes. Now, I think they're too much in love with the number of employees and the how big their agencies are and everything, rather than the Reagan approach of trimming government down and making it efficient and, you know, lean and mean. But I think they just like bloated government. Maybe it's because most of them are Democrats that are
running. Most of them come from a big government world, Stephen Reed being particularly one of them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But it'll be interesting, and I am very hopeful that one of the two favorites that I mentioned can get in there, because I think it'll be really good for Montgomery. I'm really impressed with Archer, and David Reed, I think, is very sound business wise and everything. David Wood. His father seemed to be committed to run, you know, as kind of a public service, and, you know, he ran, and I think David Wood's got that same public service commitment in his system. And
well, I can tell you something about David Woods and knowing David Woods. David Woods is an arch conservative. He is clearly a Reagan-type conservative. And he's a very religious man, but he's very family-oriented and very practical. And I think that would be good for the city. I just wish David would not have opened up his campaign with the ad he did. I think if he would have opened up with a different ad, I think he would be at a different result where he is right now.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think so. I'd like to have a candidate in that can get the our, you know, housing values to go up. For instance, in Savannah, when we sold the house in Savannah in 1975 for $35,000, that house right now is $320,000.
And
the house we bought at Woodlet Park for about $45,000. Is probably a great deal below that, the one that we bought when we came here. And so the property value there has gone up 10 times, and here it's gone flat or below.
Yeah, that's my family's experienced that exact same thing. James, thanks for a telephone call. I got to go to the top of the hour break. You have a great day. News 793.1. Have my show. We'll be right back.